It is just after 6 o'clock on Wednesday, November 2nd. Welcome to November. This is the board meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. I will turn to Mr. Gent for our call to order and roll call, please.
Director Karen White?
Yes. Here.
Director Karen Ray Russum?
Here.
Chair Jeff Lee?
Here. So we do have a quorum, so we will continue with our Pledge of Allegiance. And Mr. Jones, did I have you do it last time?
He did.
I did.
No, it was
Eileen.
Eileen.
Oh, Eileen. All right.
I'll go ahead. Would everybody please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. So with that, that takes us to our agenda review. I know that Director Ray Russum perhaps may want to bring forward board communications in advance of public comments.
Indeed, I will make that motion to change the order.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We'll go ahead and proceed with the agenda as modified, which takes us to our board member communications.
All right. Well, after our last meeting, hi, gentlemen, thank you. You made it just in time. After our last meeting and presentation by Michael and hearing about the great work that our staff did in order to basically look at a proposed improvement, say that's insanely priced, we're going to do it ourselves and take it upon yourselves and save our ratepayers $50,000. I thought that was quite worthy of commendations from the City of Aurora Grande's people, and I know that the others agreed. It's just my staff is faster. And so I just wanted to make sure that you knew not only did I appreciate that, but we talked about this at our City Council meeting as well last week and recognized all of you by name. But so I just want to read this to you, and I don't know if we want to, I just want to present these to you. So I don't think we need to come up individually because they all say the same thing, but let me go ahead and read it so it's on camera and the people here can see it. And since I see Mario and I know Mario, this one, it's your name first, Mario, but all of these say the same. In recognition of showing the highest level of, by the way, I wrote this myself. No staff member did this. In recognition of showing the highest level of integrity in public service, you took the initiative to go above and beyond the call of duty by designing, manufacturing, and installing the dechlorination system improvement project in-house rather than accept a bid you knew to be unfairly expensive. You saved our ratepayers approximately $50,000 and showed you are a dedicated public employee. On behalf of the citizens of Aurora Grande, I thank you for the pride you take in your work, for the care you take in serving the South County Sanitation District. Thank you so much. So you can all go home quickly. Michael, there's one for you too.
Oh, yeah, he definitely deserves one.
All right, so you're going to have to tell me your names.
I'm Chris Rigoni.
Oh, look at that, right there. Thank you, Chris. Thank
Chris
you
is a former much. City of Aurora Grande employee that we.
Well, then, if you came here, I guess I'll let that go.
William Logan.
Hi, William. Let's see if we got lucky. Nope. Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
Really. And so good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael, I can do the other two. Erica and
sure. I still
Justin,
tried to get Mary on here from Community Services.
Mike. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you
guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. And gentlemen, before you leave, if you did want to say anything, this would be the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's not a bigger crowd.
It's perfect.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Thank you.
So, and yeah, your timing is much more efficient than mine.
Or mine.
So with that, that does take us into public comments on items not appearing on the agenda. I'll open it up to the public, see if anybody wants to come forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll close public comment, bring it back to the board for the consent agenda, where we do have two items this evening, approval of warrants and approval of meeting minutes. Any questions to my left?
No, sir.
Questions to my right?
None.
Let me open this up to the public. Seeing no one come forward, I'll close it to the public and bring it back for consideration.
Mr. Mayor, no, Mr. Board Director, Chair. I will move that we approve warrants item 5A and item 5B, approval of meeting minutes of October 19th, 2022.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Gents, roll call, please.
Director Ray Rasm?
Yes.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Chair Jeff Lee?
Yes. Very good. We have a consent agenda that is approved, which takes us to item number six, which is our action items. 6A is a first quarter budget review and discussion of district finances. Mr. Gent.
Good evening. Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. I'm going to take you through a review of the first quarter budget. It's recommended that your board just receive and file this review. I will note that there are no proposed budget adjustments in the first quarter review. And let me go ahead and move my PowerPoint. I'm going to do my best. Ms. Simpson couldn't be here tonight. To evaluate the financial health of the district, staff undertakes quarterly reviews of the district's budget and compares performance to actual expenses. This review is done to understand the district's financial health and ensure that revenues continue to cover routine plan operations, maintenance, capital expansion, and debt payments. The district's actual quarter one financial results will be compared to the budgeted target, see tables 1 and 2 in the staff report. The target for expenditures is generally calculated as 25% of the fiscal year 22-23 budget and represents the three-month period from July through September. This staff report provides staff review of both revenues and expenditures at the end of the first quarter. 2022-23 revenues were $5.11 million. Or 24% of the budgeted target. Expenditures were $3.8 million, or 18% of the budget target, and I'll expand here in the other sections. On the revenue side, district revenue received at the end of the first quarter is $1,205,317, or 20% received. And I'll explain why it's 20% later. The district has four revenue sources consisting of service charges and fees, interest, brine revenue, and connection revenue. Oceana revenue is the reason why we're only at 20%. The Oceana revenue, as we've spoken before, comes in two major waves starting in October because that's the tax rolls where the Grover Beach and Aurora Grande payments come monthly. So staff fully anticipates that revenues to meet projections. In addition to revenues, the district is drawing down designated redundancy bond funding. While not technically a revenue, the redundancy drawdown is tracked similarly to revenue for accounting purposes. And so displayed on the screen here is the table one, which is a summary of the revenues in the that illustrates the 24% at the first quarter. On expenditures, the total district expenditures at the end of the first quarter stand at $4,406,354, or 20% of projected expenditures. Large portion of the expenses related to the redundancy project, that's $2.5 million. There are currently two projects in the expansion 20 fund, which is the redundancy project and our SCADA upgrade. This summary is explained in the table. Some sub-accounts. So one of the things we do is we kind of review anything that's at 35% or above, something that's out well beyond the 25% at the first quarter, and staff drills into that to make sure that we're tracking okay. And so we reviewed the sub-accounts for financial health. Staff reviewed and indicated that five accounts were above the 35% at first quarter. These remain adequately budgeted and do not currently need increases. Not all expenses are incurred in straight lines annually. The five noted accounts, employee benefits and other personnel costs, LAFCO budget share, materials, services and supplies, and debt service are subject to annual lump sum or irregular payments. The material service and supplies is at 49%. That high expense is due to a one-time seasonal delivery of diesel fuel and price increases to both fuel and plant chemicals. That is an account we want to monitor because we are so high, but we fill a large diesel tank once a year, and diesel was extremely more expensive than it was last year. And so we might run into, in the second quarter, in mid-year or in the third quarter, we might come back and say we actually need to increase that. And that account was slightly reduced from the previous year. The SCADA upgrade budget utilization is at 76%, but the 76% utilization for the SCADA upgrade is reflective of the percent complete of the project, so that's right on track. The next table is a summary of the district's cash. We currently have almost $3,988,987 in the Fund 19, which is our operating account. And then in the expansion fund, there's $13,787,610, and that's to fund redundancy. That is the amount necessary to fund redundancy, including the contingency that we continue to talk about that hasn't been utilized yet. So there could be surplus in there. And then our capital replacement fund 26 with $781,000, the total district's cash in the county treasury at $18,557,889. The district's financial status at the first quarter is on target. Currently, there are no foreseen needs for budget increases in 22-23. The potential risk for budget increases in the future would be tied to the construction of the redundancy project, sudden equipment failure, and continued increases to fuel and chemical costs. That completes my staff report, and I'm happy to attempt to answer any questions you might have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Gents. Questions to my left?
No questions, only comments.
Very good. Questions to my right?
No questions, no comments.
Very good. This is a receive and file, but I will open it up to the public to see if anyone comes forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll close it and bring it back for comments.
I just want to say thank you to staff. Mm-hmm. And this was a practice of doing first, second, and third quarter that I asked for when I first came here when I became mayor in 2018. I think it's a really great process because it allows not only staff but the public to really track what's going on. And so I'd just like to recognize the effort each time we do it. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, I concur as well. So, and it looks like the district as portrayed and as audited is in good financial position and is doing what it's supposed to do with the public's money. So very good. Thank you for that. That concludes work on that item, unless there's other comments. So that takes us to 6B, which is the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report. Mr. Jones, Mr. Gent, who goes first?
Go ahead and start, Jim. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent, and I'm presenting the Plant Operations Report for the reporting periods of October 1st through October 28th. During this period, the district's facility met its permit limitations as required under the State of California's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit issued to the district. The following plant data for October 22 is noted in the table. Again, all of our numbers are well within permit limitations. Some operation and maintenance tasks that staff performed are as follows. We cleared a covered manhole near the Arroyo Grande Creek, checked and marked underground service alerts, installed new check valves and repaired leaks on reclaimed water pumps. We repaired our digester supernatant line leak. California Men's Colony performed the 5-foot cutback around the plant property for fire safety. We prepared our secondary clarifier for draining, repaired hot water heating system for our sodium bisulfite tank. We cleaned out our sodium bisulfite secondary containment, replaced our brine flow meter, replaced multiple fluorescent bulbs throughout the office and treatment plant. Operations staff performed a plant shutdown for the primary effluent tie-in, repaired handles on primary clarifier number 2 effluent gate valves, replaced office window screens. We placed our secondary clarifier number 2 into operation, temporarily installed grip tape on our digester number 2. West Coast Gauging performed the annual maintenance on all of our methane gas equipment and flare. We installed an air relief valve on our influent pump number two, drained our secondary clarifier. We repaired light ballast in our SCADA control room. installed new water line at the Centrifuge building. We assisted Seifert Services with installation of new sludge flow meters, thoroughly cleaned our maintenance shop. San Luis Obispo County Environmental performed their annual plant inspection, and they're, following their inspection, there was no violations or findings to report. Staff also completed multiple work orders and some preventative maintenance on multiple pieces of equipment. Some training that staff participated in was on trench safety and then lifting safely with your back. We did have a few call-outs during this reporting period. On October 2nd, we had a power outage for about six and a half hours. Operation staff responded and verified operations throughout the plant before returning to PG&E power. On October 5th, we had another call-out, secondary digester high low level. Operation staff responded and found level sensor and pump control failure, troubleshot and returned to normal operation. And we had an additional call out on October 20th for a security alarm. Operation staff responded and inspected the plant. The secondary clarifier building was left open due to piping set up for draining. Operation staff disabled the alarm on the door, but additional alarm needed to be disabled, and that was later disabled. And then we have our permit exceedances that will stay on the plant operations report for the remainder for the near future. And then I've also included some pictures of staff. I just had a couple pictures for this one. In the first photo, we have a photo of our operator, Mr. William Romhild. He's performing the repair of, the installation of new check valves at our reclaimed water pump station. And then in the second picture, it's kind of just a, it's from our fixed film reactor, and staff was watching the startup of our new secondary clarifier number 2. I was up on the FFR, and I thought that was a pretty good picture with the hillside in the background and three staff just watching the secondary clarifier fill up, essentially. And that with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Let's see. Any questions to my right?
You placed the secondary clarifier into operations, but then you drained it.
No. So our existing secondary clarifier number 1, we drained, and then we started up the new secondary clarifier.
Okay, so the secondary one's in use, so to speak.
We completed construction on one of our new secondary clarifiers, and we put that into operation. And the existing one we took offline
to perform
rehabilitation.
Yeah. Okay. So we're actually redundancy is redundant.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Questions to my left.
Put this in form of a question. Do you think that beautiful picture makes you happy to work at the sanitation district? That is some picture. That's what I'm trying to say. With the hillside in the background and everything, that looks like a tourism picture almost.
I must say, I think we have one of the best views in the county at our facility. We go on top of the FFR, and you got a peak of the ocean and the sand dunes, and then you look towards the east, and you got the hillside, you know? And then this time of year, when we get a little bit of rain, those hills turn green. It just looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Very fortunate.
Nice. And I had just a quick question, which goes towards Director White's question. So when was the last time the, I'll call it digester number 1, was empty?
So secondary clarifier number secondary 1, clarifier. That was last emptied. I'm not exactly sure. It was before my time.
83 maybe?
Maybe 83. When they turned it into a secondary, it may have been 86, like 83, yeah. 86, because it used to be what I called a clarator. So it was a secondary clarifier in the center, and then there was aeration basins along the outside. And I think in 86 is when they installed the fixed film reactor and then removed the aeration basins within the secondary clarifier and turned it into just a full secondary clarifier. So I think 86 was the last time.
Gotcha. So it was definitely in need of a break.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Very good.
35 years.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Concrete holds up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Let me turn to Mr. Gent for his portion of this report.
Yeah, I have a brief administrator's report. So on the redundancy project, the project remains on schedule and on budget, and staff anticipates a summer ribbon cutting And so that's something that Ms. Shields with MKN, it's included in her work effort. And so her and myself will be organizing that. And of course, we'd like to invite all the members of the board and members of the public to come and check it out once we get that organized. I also wanted to report that the number of local hires as required by the Community Workforce Agreement continues to exceed the local hire goals established in the agreement. And I get these reports quarterly from the Community Workforce Coordinator, and consistently and at no point have we fallen below the local hire goal and have always exceeded it, and that continues to be the case. And so I think that's something that was under consideration when we were reviewing whether or not to use a community workforce agreement, whether those goals could be attained, whether there were actually a local workforce that could be attained. And the data would suggest that based on the goals that we set at the 35 to 40% range, we can exceed those, and we're working at the 50 to 56% range on the local hires.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And so miscellaneous items, staff toured and inspected the Kitsman Culligan water softener brine system for compliance with the district's brine disposal system. That's a new customer that's going to be in temporarily, but it's similar to several of our other customers. It's another Culligan. This particular one is in Morro Bay, and they have to temporarily cease operations at the Morro Bay plant while they reconfigure, because of the new plant, they're reconfiguring stuff. And so there's a 2 month to, I'll give them a bunch of grace, to 6 month time frame where they won't be able to discharge in Morro Bay, and they're joining our program. And so we went out and made and inspected it for compliance with our brine disposal program. There were no plant tours, and tentative items is a resolution regarding connection charges to accessory dwelling units, and we anticipate that on 12-7. And I have since heard that that the auditor is going to attempt to have us by that date, our audit, and but I can't commit to that because it's their work effort. So that may be on the December meeting as well. And that concludes my administrator's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Gent. Questions to my left.
Jeremy, can you please send me / us a copy of the local hire goal numbers that you were just talking about? I'd like to have those just for my own records and my own edification when I talk to the public.
Absolutely. I'll send those. Yes.
Thank you. And and the other thing was with regard to the summer ribbon cutting. I'll probably say this every time you bring it up, but we should probably invite past board members as well, because they were part of this effort and got it underway before some of us got here. So I want to make sure that they get the chance to come down and be recognized and thanked at the same time.
Great idea.
Especially Linda.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Although she might be back on this board.
Questions to my right?
None.
Very good. I will open it up to the public. Seeing no one come forward, I'll close it and bring it back. Any additional comments?
No, sir.
Very good. And this is a receive and file, so we have concluded work on that item as well. I'll turn to board member communications as a secondary opportunity. Any communications to my left?
No, sir.
Okay, to my right?
No.
Very good. Then before we adjourn, I do want to give the opportunity for legal counsel, since he drove all this way, to see if there's anything he'd like to share with us this evening.
I'd just like to say it was a great meeting with great photographs and great company. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. And with that, we're adjourned.
Grover Beach next time.